USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Lots of new reactions to Joe Biden jumping into the 2020 race as the 20th Democratic candidate. President Trump telling Hannity on Fox News, Biden not the brightest bulb in the group. And on Twitter saying, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. Liberal Joy Behar from ABC's The View says she's moved by Biden's announcement video.
That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
The former vice president saying he's running in a pre-recorded message. Listen.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 135 points, the Nasdaq up almost 17 points, the S&P 500 down a point. President Trump with a fatherly message for kids on Take Your Child to Work Day.
Never take drugs, don't drink alcohol, don't smoke, enjoy your life, okay? No drugs, no alcohol, no smoke. All right? You don't need it.
The State Department offering up a $10 million reward for information on a terrorist organization. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Ivanov, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Once again, a massive caravan making its way toward the U.S.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes in, closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba. So now the word is out that these people want to join caravans and want to make illegal entry to the United States. Now keep in mind that just in about over 6 months, we've apprehended more people than we did in all of fiscal year 2018. That is very dangerous. That is not good for our country, and having an unsecured immigration is not good for any of us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This weekend, President Trump will not be at the White House Correspondents' Dinner again, and staff this year also being asked not to go. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the reason why.
Last year, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders attended instead of the president, but ended up being on the wrong end of brutal comedic material delivered by last year's host, comedian Michelle Wolf. President Trump will be holding a political rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on the night of the dinner. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.